Good morning. We continue to track the latest cold front through the region this morning across interior New York and New England. We have a round of rain associated with the front and even some bursts of heavier rain out ahead of the front. The humidity levels remain high, but behind the front, as it dries out, the humidity is dropping steadily. So the trend will be for the rain to end from west to east. It'll finally clear through most of New England during the latter stages of the morning drive and into the middle part of the morning. And by afternoon, everyone will dry out with increasing sunshine. And with that sun, high temperatures will be back into the upper 70s and lower 80s on average, with lower humidity building in. That'll set us up for a refreshing night tonight under mostly clear skies. It'll be more comfortable with lows in the 50s to around 60. And tomorrow will stay comfortable with pleasant humidity and warm temperatures. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the lower 80s as high pressure builds in. A low pressure center out over the open Atlantic will curl back toward New England on Sunday. This could push a few clouds back into the region, and we do run the risk at a shower or thunderstorm, especially in New England, on Sunday afternoon. Otherwise, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the lower 80s. The next front will make an approach on Monday and Tuesday of next week with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, highs back into the lower to mid-80s, and then a deeper trough of low pressure will head our way for Wednesday. As this low passes by, we run the risk of a passing shower or storm, and highs will be back into the upper 70s. A return to sunshine with highs staying in the 70s with high pressure building in on Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Danny, located about 985 miles east-southeast of the Lesser Antilles. Danny is moving toward the west-northwest near 10 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue during the next day or so. A turn toward the west is forecast by Saturday night. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional strengthening is possible today, but Danny should begin to weaken tomorrow. And twin typhoons are out in the western Pacific. The Joint Typhoon Warning Center says Typhoon Goni has winds of 115 miles per hour and is located about 290 miles north-northeast of Manila in the Philippines and heading toward Okinawa. And Typhoon Atsani has winds of 125 miles per hour and is expected to weaken and curve out over the open Pacific before it reaches Japan. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light drizzle and fog, 52 degrees and a south wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, moderate rain and 63 degrees, the dew point 60, 90% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston cloudy with showers and storms near 80, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, the low 73. The average temperature, 82, that's 12 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.99 inches for the month, which is 63 hundredths above average, and 21.83 inches for the year, which is 3.22 inches below average. There were 17 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 187, that's 59 above average, and 676 for the season, which is 182 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 98, set in 1916, and the record low, 42, set in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:08 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m. 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers early, then increasing sunshine today with lower humidity and highs around 80. Mostly clear and cooler tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Showers this morning ending from west to east, then increasing sunshine today, lower humidity with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy, somewhat cooler tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any showers will continue to wind down early this morning with increasing sunshine through the rest of the day, lower humidity with highs near 80. Mostly clear and cooler tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers this morning ending from west to east, increasing sunshine today with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Showers winding down early this morning, gradually increasing sunshine today with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasantly warm, lower 80s, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially in New England on Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower to mid 80s. Still the risk of a passing shower or storm Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 70s, and mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.